This is Nate DeMeo of the Memory Palace. I was the artist in residence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art for 2016-2017, during which I produced 8 pieces inspired by the Met's collection. Some of these pieces stand well enough on their own, meaning you can get a decent enough approximation of the experience of that piece as it's intended while listening in the comfort of your home or on the bus or the subway or whatnot. This is not one of those pieces. For this one to work, you are going to need to be at the museum, and you're going to need to move around. So, if you are able to get to the museum, before you listen to this piece, you are going to want to find yourself Invisible Storage, which is also known as the Henry R. Luce Center for the Study of American Art. This is a gallery on the mezzanine of the American Wing. Specifically, you will want to enter through the eastern entrance of the Visible Storage Gallery, and the easiest way to get there is to take the glass elevator up from the first floor by the American Wing gift shop. So, get yourself there and hit pause. And when you're at the entrance, you can start. This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. We're going on a scavenger hunt, you and me. I will tell you things to look for, and you will find them. This first item is an easy one, and it will come quick, so be prepared. Just walk slowly forward while looking to your left, past a few paintings of stern men, until you find a guy with some serious flair. He's hard to miss. William Merritt Chase, a painter himself, in a white hat and a white suit, a white shirt, florid white mustache, a white peacock of a man. It's a look. He was famous for it for a while, back when he was famous. You found it? So good job. If not, you can just pause till you do and then just start again. Now for the next one, let's turn to the right. So you will be turning your back on William Merritt Chase, and then walk toward the opposite wall until you get to the long case at the end with the short sculptures. Take your time getting there, there's no need to rush. I'll tell you about the room while we walk. If you beat me there, and you probably will, it's fine. Just look at the work in the case while you listen. The American Wing, where we are now, was redone in 1988. And though it is much grander than the old one, it isn't as big as it probably should be, New York real estate being what it is and all. So they installed these cases to display the things they didn't have room for otherwise. So this stuff wouldn't just sit in boxes somewhere, because, I don't know, they had enough old-timey glass candy dishes out in the main floor already. Or maybe one of these works was a lesser painting by some American master, or was originally brought to the museum to say something about American art or America that is said better now by something else. Now, assuming you haven't been sidetracked by some silver creamer or brass door stopper, you should be at the case in the opposite wall with the sculptures, with the bronzes and friezes. If you're not, again, it's fine. You can just pause until you find your way, but seriously, the directions were pretty simple, so let's get it together. Now, look in this case. And find me something strange. This is entirely subjective, so strange to you. Whatever that might mean. Something that just doesn't quite make sense, maybe. Maybe you can't figure out why someone would ever think to buy this thing, or think to make it. All that talent, all that time, for this? Or maybe there's just something in a face, or a figure, the pose of an animal, that just doesn't sit right with you for some reason. This isn't a test. I'll never know which one you pick. Just find me something strange. And now turn back around and walk forward toward where you just were. But take it slow and look as you go. And find me a founding father. Anyone will do. It'll probably be Washington, but Franklin is big here in this room too. There are so many Franklins, on plates and on tiles. There's one on a doorknob around here somewhere. Bonus points if you find that one. But anyone will work. Lincoln isn't technically a founding father, but he's acceptable. Why not? All of these Georges and Bens and Jeffersons, bought once, all those years ago, by Americans who were probably once something else not that long before. Immigrants to this new country from England or Germany or Poland or some other place not new. Somewhere with its own icons already. St. George, Joan of Arc, some king or monk or martyr. Not some man still warm the ground. Now walk and just wander through these rows right around here. Before the room opens up with the paintings and the furniture. Don't go that far, but just walk around a bit. And look and listen. Are you ready for another? You're doing great, by the way. I want you to find me something useful. Something that does a job. That stores something, that opens something, that lights something on fire. A hat pin, a door knocker, a comb, a hinge, a bottle with a wick where they used to put oil from whales killed in the Bering Strait or off Maui. Before people found oil in the ground in Texas. And so there are still whales in the Bering Strait and off Maui. Find me a glass, or a platter, or a helmet, or a clothes hanger, or a place to put umbrellas. Find me a useful thing, something more beautiful than it has any need to be. And stop for a moment, and gaze upon it like it was a landscape, or a portrait, or a sculpture in Tuscan marble. Now, go, just go, to the next case. Whichever it is, just move. Go now. And find me the thing you would want for yourself, that you would take and put on your wall or the little table by your bed in your American home, or your desk where you work at a job that probably didn't exist when this thing was made, this thing you would want for yourself. You have to pick now, no take backs. Now, reach in and steal it. No, don't, but think of what it would feel like in your hand or in the bottom of your bag. As you tried to slip by the guards. Now find me a painting. They're all just ahead where the room gets bigger and the cases start running in the opposite direction. So just start walking. You'll have to pick up the pace. I'll give you some time, but I don't have all day. Find me a painting of a child. Maybe one who is sour from sitting too long for some painter who would capture her or him that way forever. And that's just the way it would be. Find me a picture of a child. In wonder for a moment, who she or he grew to be. Find me an American woman. I told you you were going to have to pick up the pace. Find me an American woman. There are many to choose from, in formal clothes and morning clothes, in dresses for nights in the town, in pants and hijab. Women whose names are unknown, or left off the placard, or are just Mrs. John Connett, as far as history goes. There's one painting in here of one woman in here that just floors me. But find your own. That one's mine. Okay, here's another. Move, there's so much to see. Find me a landscape. From the Catskills or the Outer Banks, anywhere, it doesn't matter. Just find me one where the season is different from the one you're in right now. Now quick, go. Find me a portrait. Anyone, any dead American. Who could have never conceived of the life you live now. Find me hands, painted poorly by painters who didn't quite know what they were doing. Hands that once stitched or sculpted or pulled triggers or dug holes for posts for fences that stretched out to the horizon toward the frontier. Find me birds. Find me flowers, cut one day, placed in a vase in a studio, dead in days but here still, full and beautiful. Find me men who used to walk into a room and everyone would turn, who went to their graves knowing their names would endure, and were wrong. Find me boats in the Mississippi, on Cape May, off Cuddy Hunk. Find me America, paved over and preserved, and once famous and now forgotten, and lost and loved, and permanent and fleeting, and too much to take in, and try to take it all in, and hold it in your arms, and run out into the park, and throw it up in the air, and let it all fly away. This episode is written and produced and stuff by me, Nate DeMeo of the Memory Palace Podcast, with engineering assistance from Elizabeth Aubert, who was executive produced by Lamore Tomer, head of Met Live Arts. My residency is made possible by the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Chester Dale Fund. I had the extraordinary pleasure of working on this episode with Mary Lattimore, who composed and performed its score. Find her at Mary Lattimore on Twitter and elsewhere. The Memory Palace is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Learn more about the Memory Palace at thememorypalace.org and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.